You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Direct from 95 BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery.
It is indeed time for Friday Live, and we have a very special guest in the studio. How are you doing, Hoya?
I'm doing so good, kia ora.
Kia ora, I'm so happy to have you here. Kawa Kawa. What a great single.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
It's such a, I guess the title comes with so much meaning and so loaded. What drew you to making a song about kawa kawa?
I'm obsessed with kawa kawa as a plant. Yeah. Actually, have been for like my whole life. My grandparents were both really into rongoa, and we had a lot of kawa kawa tea and a lot of kawa kawa oil in our whānau. So it's just it's what I go to when I feel sick. It's when I feel like I need to pick up. It's my favourite.
Did writing this song kind of feel healing in a way too?
Yeah, I guess it's like I've never really had a way to. I feel like we kind of don't honour our plants that much here in Aotearoa. We kind of, like, people just rip leaves off trees and things like that. Like, they rip the plants, rip the kawa kawa when they take it off. I'm like, could you just have a little bit of ata, like a little bit of love when you take from nature? So I wanted to, like, I guess right away, to kind of honour the fact that these plants are, like, so good for us, and they've been healing our people before we were born and for, like, 1,000 years. Yeah. So I just wanted to write something about, yeah, just honour that rongoa.
That's so lovely. And the sound of the track to the production, your music's been described as, like, electro, R&B, ambient kind of sound, but it also has this beautiful meshing of, like, natural elements too. How do you bring together kind of, like, a more, I guess, electronic sound with your themes that are based in nature and te taiao?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like all the sounds that exist in nature anyway. It's just we like to put them in patterns.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, the sound of a stick cracking and the sound of a synth, like, you know, all those sounds exist, especially in, like, indigenous music. Like the Ainu people in Nippon and Japan, they have this, like, little mouth instrument they do. And when you get that going, it's like a synth. And yeah, you're like, holy, like, that's coming from that. So, you know, it's just, I think electronic music's just duplicating sounds of nature and putting it into patterns. So I think it's all kind of comes in the same vibe.
That's a really interesting way to phrase that. And I think, yeah, that makes it a very kind of tangible and easy way to see the connection between nature and the music we make too.
Sure.
I think your release schedule for Kawa Kawa, the album, is so amazing.
Oh, thank you.
What you're doing. So every 6 weeks a new song releases.
Theoretically every 6 weeks. It's been about 8 for some of them, and I've been like, oh, damn it. But it's life, you know.
That's life. But you're giving each song, like, a platform and a little bit of love. What drew you to doing that as opposed to releasing this whole album?
Yeah, I've actually released like 36 songs in te reo Māori over my kind of 15 years of releasing electronic te reo Māori music. So and there's a lot of waiata that I forget about myself until I, like, might be picked up somewhere random and I go, oh, there's that song. And I'm like, man, I did nothing for that waiata. It just came out in a body of work.
Yeah.
And I guess I didn't want to do that anymore because I spend so much time and money and sleepless nights on my music. So I don't want to just, again, like, I want to honour the mahi that I do and the messages that I'm carrying through, because they're not just mine, you know, they come from all over the place. And, yeah, just kind of, they mean something, you know, they're not just a song that was part of an album, because I feel like a lot of songs do get lost and they don't get listened to, and that's just because there's so much music to listen to. So I just want to do it slowly and have the ability to change what I want to do. Like, what's my next song? Like, what song do I feel like releasing? Because there's a lot of that, you know, because we're touchy-feely people. Life is full. And, yeah, like, do I want to release a hearty drum and bass track next? Like, or do I want to go for something more soft that's kind of matches this other way? So I think the ability to be a bit flexible is kind of what it's about. Because, like I was saying, ain't no one can tell me what to do.
Facts.
So I like to just do what I want when I feel.
What's that famous Erykah Badu quote where she goes, I'm sensitive with my shit? Like, you know?
I'm an artist. I'm sensitive about my shit. Man, that's shit. Right.
And that's the damn truth. I did also kind of want to talk about this. I guess you got this indigenous international connection too, which I think really I love and feel like it influences your music.
For sure.
How has your travels overseas and being in touch with different indigenous cultures around the world kind of influenced your music?
I feel like I'm not alone anymore. Like, I feel like a lot of us Aotearoa artists who are doing really, like, diverse kind of sounds and music, it feels a little bit lonely sometimes. And I think we're like, are we trying to, like, honour our, like, traditions and our Te Ao Māori and our reo, And then we want to bring this like a kind of new future sounds into what we're doing and things that's more universal. And because of our own internal music culture, which is it just is as it is, feels a bit lonely. And so when you go overseas and you see other people like doing Ojibwe and they're doing like Ainu and they're like mashing your music, their music in the same way as you with their traditions and their indigenous language or just language, like in Wales, like with Cymraeg, like their indigenous language, they're doing the same over there too. Yeah. So then you're like, okay, it's not just me, like, and it gives you a lot of inspiration and confidence, I think.
Was there a moment that you can remember from your travels where you had that kind of experience of like, oh, we're just all indigenous people around the world are connected. You do the same exact thing that I do. Is there a particular moment that stands out from your travels like that?
There's actually a lot, like, and it's often at like the weirdest time. So we had this kōrero in Manchester at WOMEX, which is a World of Music Expo. It can be a little bit corporate-y feeling, but it's also like, there's like 250 musicians there and they're all doing their own language, which I think is like something you don't get to experience all the time. And we were talking about breaking the silence and like what that means. And I had a friend of mine from Guatemala, Sarah Kuracha, and also Shoshona Keish, who's from indigenous to Turtle Island, Canada, and talking about what does that silence feels like. And we all had the same thing of breaking the silence of our grandmothers who couldn't speak their language and lost their language, and all they didn't lose it, but they weren't able to pass it on just because they were scared to.
Yeah.
And like those kinds of moments where you're all just like, oh, we're not breaking our silence, we're breaking the silence of people before us and healing lines. And those kinds of experiences are like, I guess they just kind of reaffirm the work that we're trying to do by establishing more places for te reo Māori music to be performed around the world. Mm. And there's also collaboration, there's also collectiveness, there's also sharing of stories, sharing of trauma can be good too, as long as you can wrap it up. there's definitely lots of experiences like that. I feel very lucky, very grateful to be able to do the mahi that I do.
I do want to finish with a question about Kawakawa. It was released December last year, 20th, around then?
Yeah, December 20, just before everyone went away for holidays.
And it's been out over summer, but when you made the song, it's so lush and like definitely a summer song. How did you picture people enjoying it? Like, what's the perfect way to sit down and truly listen to the song?
Yeah, I think maybe for me it's kind of in the morning when you just want to set a mood or an ahua or a vibe for your day. Mm. Just something that smooths you into the day, just if, cause, you know, everyone's got a lot of stress going on, your own stress, just to like, it's just a set the feeling for like yourself. That's really the times. And for me, it's like when I wake up in the morning, I want to hear something. That's why I put like the songs of the manu, the waiata manu in there, because that's the time they wake. And then also like sunset, I was kind of thinking like that soft sunset when you're just ready to just smooth off into getting the light fade. And those are the moments I think that I tried to kind of capture in the waiata.
That's beautiful. Well, I'm sure the people want to hear some of your music.
All right. Here's me trying to be a DJ. Wish me luck. Aroha from me to you. Ka aroha o ki a koe. Tēnā ka yaya ungu. He a whakahira hira. Hea oa oha, haumaru whairawa mata ki te. Tēnā ka iaia ono, mō koe whakahira hia. Whakarongo ki tō aha, kia tutuki. Te katoa e roi.
That was beautiful. That was really beautiful.
Thank you so much.
So you're layering all the vocals. You're doing the BVs on these tracks too.
Yes, because I'm a random person to perform with. I mean, to record with, because I change my mind a lot. So if I have someone else there, I feel bad because I'm like, oh, how about this? How about that? So if it's just me.
I love that.
It's easier.
Yeah, and I guess it feels so personal too, where you're like, I just want to make my music. Like,
yeah, I also wish I was a bit more organized with my friends, because I know people need time, and sometimes my sessions are just like, I smash them out at some weird time. So,
yeah.
But like, 2 a.m., what are you up to? Like, I'll do my BVs. It's like, yeah.
I think it's almost like the most amazing time to create is late at night, when it feels like the whole world's asleep and it's just you.
Man, I tell you, having children is hard because like they got to go to school early, and so I can't do that anymore. I can't just be up till like 3 because I'm wrecked at like 8 or 7. There's like lunches and stuff. So yeah.
Are they fans of your music too?
I don't know. They are. They're quite critical, but that's okay. They're like, these songs, my 8-year-old, these songs aren't quite as good as like the other ones. Like, I prefer, and that's cool. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's cool. I like that they have their own discernment about
100%. And it's hard to do. I think that's a lost art nowadays, is to be like, this is the reason why I don't like this thing. Or, you know.
For sure.
While you're loading up this next track, I do want to ask about what you got coming up. Do you have any gigs happening soon around Tamaki or...
I do. I have a I'm singing at the Henderson Arts Trail. It's called Henderson's
Music Trail. That looks
this
so
weekend.
Much fun.
It's really cool. Like Jamie Newman, who's putting it on, is a DJ, and he used to work for APRA. He's really onto it. Interesting Things is his company, and he's run quite a few gigs over the last few years. But yeah, I'm on at 1 o'clock somewhere on the trail. So
very
it should
groovy.
Be pretty cool. And then Music in the Parks on the 3rd of Feb, and I'm doing a release party 23rd with Vanessa Tottle. It's like a so I'm on all of those next 3 weekends. It's going to be full, so I feel again very lucky,
very blessed that people get to see you. Well, what's up next for you?
The song, I've got Waka Huia. It's going to be great because I'm a great DJ, so as you can tell,
doing well so far.
Okay, let's go. Good work, Ahuya. Go, go, yeah,
Love it. When you're such a, I guess there's such a plethora of sounds in the production of that track. When you're making that music, are you just going in the booth and like recording things or like?
Actually, like these songs are written by my bro Ray. Some of them are his ones that he did and then didn't do anything to, like a long time ago, maybe like 7 years ago. I think the Kawakawa beat is like one that he was like, oh, maybe I'll use this later and put it in the trash.
And like, you're like, yeah, isn't
big
that.
Trash, and I was like, this is cool, I can do something. And then like I usually add stuff, like Kawakawa added kind of like some synthy elements and some of the like taonga puro and also like sounds of like nature and piano and things like that. Like so like kind of layering on kind of demo beats. The Wakahui track they wrote from a brief because we wanted to do something a bit trappy, just a bit fun. I'm a bit obsessed with Troy Boy, so I was like, maybe not like Troy Boy, but kind of like a little bit like Troy Boy. And this next way is written the original by Ray, and then we mix it up with Sean Richards, who's a up-and-coming producer. He's very, very good. And we wrote this song called Tui Tui or Whakapapa, which is actually a song, an ode to my children to like come home and see me sometimes.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I'm excited to hear it.
Cool. All right. Mm-hmm.
Just remember your language, just remember your culture, do it to we are. Vakatere eko, irapuhe ite puno, maite mahuri te totara, kote tipua te tangata, aki te ngaro ite po. Koya opuna, opo, opo, opo. Kuye taeki e tui tui a te matura.
Brilliant. Woo! I love it. Call your mum, call your dad, and make sure, when is Kawakawa dropping in full?
The album comes out in Matariki, so I'm here looking about July. But we're pretty full in May and June, so I'm hoping everything will be ready to go. But I think so. I think it's going to be the full thing. But the next waiata to come out is called The Waters. It's a waiata in collab with Pacific Heights, Mr. Devon.
Sick.
So I'm pretty excited. It's almost finished. So yeah, that's going to come out in the next few weeks. So Beautiful. It's going to be goodie.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Ngamahinuihua.
That was Huya live from the BFM studio.
Friday Live on 95BFM. Thanks to McLeod's Brewery.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.